They say in real estate, it's location, location, location. In spirituality, it's humility, humility, humility. In the book Humility of Heart, the author says that in paradise, there are many saints who never gave alms on earth. Their poverty justified them. There are many saints who never mortified their bodies by wearing hair shirts. Their infirmities excuse them. There are many saints who were not virgins. Their vocation was otherwise. But in paradise, there is no saint who was not humble. You say, humility is the common denominator among the saints. And the gospel connects humility to wisdom. In that first, humility enables us to see things from God's perspective. It's the view from the mountain. Like there's that program on TV called The View. The view gives us the worldly perspective, the politically correct perspective. But humility takes us outside the box of time and enables us to see the world from God's perspective, the perspective of eternity. Like we say, and that's true wisdom. It enables us to judge good and evil in the light of eternal truth, so that we love what God loves and hate what God hates. We choose what God loves and we reject what God hates. We value what God values rather than what the world values. That's that gospel. Father, Lord of heaven and earth, to you I offer praise. For what you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children. And this view from the top of the mountain, this wisdom can make a child of 6 wiser than an adult of 60. It can make a young adult of 16 wiser than the President of the United States or the majority of senators in the Senate. Okay? Like we say, if someone has the conviction that abortion is wrong, well, that makes them wiser than the President of the United States. So this gift helps us to value unborn human life, to value purity, to value vocations, motherhood, fatherhood. The view from ground level, the view from the world values baseball cards and comic books. Okay, that's the view from ground level. Okay, and the world throws human life into dumpsters. Like there was this prank that these boys changed the price tags in a hardware store so that lawnmowers were selling for $10 and gloves were selling for $200. Well, sometimes the world changes the price tags, the values on the things of this world. Okay, but again, humility and wisdom help us to see beyond the worldly price tags to the true value of things. Wisdom helps us to prioritize our lives, putting what is truly most important first. It's that the view from the top of the mountain is the view from eternity outside the box of time. And it's human respect that coerces us. Human respect is part of that sin of pride. It coerces us to conform to the views of this world. But humility keeps us outside that box, okay? Frees us from the constraints of human respect. Human respect is a kind of fear that someone may ask to see my Flat Earth Society membership card, that I think with some false way of thinking. Okay, well, so we pray that we may have that humility, like we say in that first reading. The prophet Zechariah talks about the king coming, a just Savior, meek and riding on a donkey. Okay. And that kind of is fulfilled on Palm Sunday, when the when our Lord rides the donkey into Jerusalem. And St. Augustine's commentary on that passage is that we should imagine ourselves on the donkey on which our Lord rides. And the crowds are shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They're waving palm branches. It's a ticker tape parade. And St. Augustine says, imagine the donkey thinking all the applause was for him. Well, and his comment is, the praise that fell on the donkey's ears belonged to Christ. Well, so it is with the praise that people give to us. Like Mother Teresa, if she was ever complimented for something she did, she would always say, it's his patience, his charity, his humility. She recognized herself as kind of the donkey on which our Lord rides, and that the praise belonged to him, not to her. We pray for that humility of heart that attributes all glory to God and gives us true wisdom to think with the mind of the church. Like we have the church, which enables us to borrow the mind of Christ. We can live with the mind of Christ if we live with the mind of the church.